So you're asking yourself, self, can we please have some stories of unusual and weird things that have happened around the world? And to which I say, of course you can. Allow us to now talk about a pig that has a drinking problem. At a campsite in Western Australia over the weekend, a group of campers woke up in the middle of the night to the sounds of cans being crunched. So, of course, they went outside and they found a wild pig drinking their beer.
Pigs and goats will consume anything.
I think you're right. The pig wasn't looking just to get buzzed, of course, because it ended up polishing off 18 cans of beer. Then, of course, it got hungry, tore through some trash bags, and ate a bunch of garbage. I guess that much booze and eating garbage will give you the attitude that you can pick a fight with anybody. Because then, then the pig decided to go after a cow that happened to be roaming nearby and fight it. The pig eventually ran away, was last seen lying under a tree, apparently trying to sleep off the hangover. But now, you know, a pig fighting a cow, is that a main title event, or is that breakfast waiting to happen?
You know, there is a type of wild boar that roams Wisconsin.
Yeah.
That it's open season on. They're asking people to find them and kill them for whatever reason because they're
all year round?
They're savage, nasty animals.
Well, you know what? I wouldn't mind doing a hunt like that. I wouldn't mind going after something like that. That might be an interesting thing. Where do you find them? All over the place?
I don't know.
Like neighbors' yards?
put your beer out there and see what you get.
Let's see what happens. All right. Two guys dressed as Batman and Captain America were entertaining a group of kids in West Virginia on Saturday when they noticed a house fire nearby. So, of course, Captain America and Batman did the appropriate thing. No. They ran over. They broke a window. They pulled out a cat and somehow resuscitated it. Luckily, the family was not at home. And, yes, the cat survived. So how bad is it for superheroes that first of all, they're doing a kid's birthday party, and second of all, what is that? The bat signal? A cat is in trouble. So they go off and they try and rescue the cat. It's not all that. It's not all the only superheroes that are in the news. On Friday, a woman who was dressed up as Wonder Woman for photos with a tourist group in Hollywood was randomly attacked by a homeless man. And fortunately, Superman was there to help. Not the real Man of Steel, of course, but a Superman impersonator broke up the fight.
This is down in front of Grohman's Chinese Theater, where they down in Hollywood Boulevard, yeah, where they have all of these people dressed up as characters that you get your picture taken with.
Wonder Woman and Superman say they don't want to press charges against the homeless woman that started the fight. So Wonder Woman attacked by a homeless person, and Superman comes in for the save. For some reason, the woman ran up to Jennifer, is her name, who was in the Wonder Woman costume, punched her in the face. So guess what the name of the guy playing Superman was?
Clark Kent?
Christopher, of course. Christopher Dennis.
Well, I bet you the homeless people that are looking for money there get mad because the tourists are spending their money getting their picture taken with Wonder Woman and Superman. You have to pay to get your picture taken with them.
Don't get me
like
started.
Like $2
on that
or something.
Don't get me started. If homeless, no, sorry. Mm-mm. Go get a real job.
Go get a job. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We've heard
job.
It before.
If you can panhandle, if you can sit there and beg and get all upset and then attack somebody because they're on your turf for panhandling, you can go get a real job. Now, you remember not too long ago we talked about a guy that was walking around in his area, his city, parts of the country, with a big sign that was advertising that his wife needed a kidney. Remember us talking about
vaguely,
that?
Yeah.
Okay. Is this a fake?
No, it's real. It's real. A woman in South Carolina needed a new kidney, and no one in her family was a donor match. So her husband, 56-year-old gentleman, decided to go find one for her. He walked around town for a year wearing a sign that said, needs kidney for wife. Last week, they finally found one. The surgery may happen Thursday.
Wow. Somebody's willing to donate a kidney to a stranger.
78-year-old Larry Swilling has been walking around with the sign that said, need kidney for wife. He also posted the same message on his truck. Last week, you know, I believe the story was picked up by a bunch of major news agencies. and they got it out there. Anyway, last week they found a kidney. It's being donated by a woman in Virginia Beach, apparently because she saw their story on the local news. The woman, the wife, says she never doubted that Larry would come through for her. She told the local news, quote, "I knew it was going to happen because I know him. He wouldn't have stopped until he got me a kidney." That's awesome. No wonder. There's no comment whether or not it was a Chinese black market kidney, but that's all right. And last but not least, a couple guys in Dallas. They were driving around. 19-year-old Aaron Arias and his 17-year-old friend Jamal Harris were driving around. They stopped at a stoplight in Dallas, Texas. They started checking out the hot chick in the car next to them that was in the back seat. Like, wow, she's kind of pretty. Hey, baby, how you doing? Then they realized something wasn't right about the situation. The driver was looking back at them, and the woman mouthed the words, "Help me."
Ooh.
Got it.
So they followed the car, and one of the guys called 911. It turns out the woman had just been kidnapped
wow.
an hour earlier. Police showed up, pulled over the car, and an arrest was made. Charles Atkin Lewis Jr. Well, of course, he's a criminal. Three names.
You know the reason they do that.
Yeah, so you don't confuse it with the other Charles
right.
Atkin Lewis Jr. that was
right.
driving that day. Charles Atkins Lewis Jr. was charged with aggravated kidnapping. The woman credits Aaron and Jamal with saving her life, and she was able to meet them in person and thank them when it was all over.
Next time, if you're going to kidnap somebody, put them in the trunk, for crying out loud.
Yeah, come on, that's standard operating
yeah.
procedure. Everybody knows that.
If you were mouthing the words, "help me," doesn't "help me" also sell, wouldn't it look, if you're just reading someone's lips, a little bit like they're giving you the F-bomb? Yeah, a little
bit.
Like
I dare you to mouth the words "olive juice" to the person in the car next to you. Makes it look like it says "I love you."
Nice.
I would tell you one about "I want to vacuum," but that's inappropriate. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, we're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, 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 Carl here. If you're looking for great deals on school supplies, then look no further than Carl's Back to School Sale. Here you'll find everything you need at low, low prices.
Carl, that's just a box marked lost and found.
Yeah, does that say YMCA?
Okay, shut up. Pens, pencils, papers, even this winter stocking cap are all marked up to 30% off.
This looks like somebody's retainer.
Okay, all right. We even have pharmaceutical supplies. Or... How about this diary for just $9.95? It's already filled in, saving your kid hundreds of hours of writing time.
Carl, this is even worse than your gently used chewing gum sale.
All right, shut up! So come on down to Carl's Back to School Sale and save.
Hey, look, somebody's prosthetic foot.
Gotta hate you guys.
Sean Hannity, today at 2 on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.